Thanks for checking out the latest episode of the Spencer on Sports podcast. Heard weekday afternoons from 2 to 3 on KGYM.
Happy Friday. Welcome in to Spencer on Sports, local programming as well. Kicking off 4 straight hours. Local sports talk with you here in Eastern Iowa. KGYM, Spencer Wagon, my name. Producer Isaac along for the ride as well. And we have some new decor here in the studio. It's in between the studio setup and the window, which overlooks Isaac's workstation, separates the two of us here. There is a giant cardboard cutout of Herky the Hawkeye in our studio now. I don't know where it came from. I don't know who put it here. But from where I'm sitting, it's just Herky's head and his, like, kind of gritted teeth and eyes staring at you. So it's like, bang, there's Herky staring at you. Be weird if all the lights were off and you were just sitting here and you didn't realize it. And then, bang, there's Herky staring at you. I smell a prank coming. Not, don't worry, Isaac, I'm not going to prank you. Maybe someone else on the KGYM staff. Welcome into the show, 319-366-1600. We need to be equal, to be fair, since we are home with Cyclones in Eastern Iowa. We need someone to supply us with a sigh. Is it sigh the Cardinals, sigh the Cyclone? What is the Cyclone fans, help me out here. I apologize. I'm not up. I know it's a bird. I know it's a Cardinal thing. Sigh the Cyclone, sigh the Cardinal, sigh the Bird. We need one of those for that corner, and then we need the Panther over here. Do they make Drake stand up? We could get one for every college in Iowa, kind of like those custom license plates they make. Like, get a Wartburg stand-up mascot. William Penn. Co. Shout out to all the tiny schools in Iowa. Represent. Now I'm just rambling on the air, and all of you are wondering, why did I bother to tune into this radio show today? That's probably what you think every day. We are going to talk sports on today's show. Got an NFL-heavy show here on the program. Divisional round of the playoffs kicking off tomorrow afternoon. The Jags and the Chiefs, the Eagles and the Giants. And on Sunday, the Bills and the Bengals, the 49ers and the Cowboys. I'm going to make my picks here live on the show. You could tell me if I'm straight on, if I'm a complete and total moron, if I'm kind of somewhere in between. I don't know how that's even possible, but you can do that along with me and make your picks along as well at 319-366-1600. Get to a few other NFL headlines from the last 24 hours or so. Also want to dive into college hoops. Got a busy weekend of that ahead, including the Iowa men's basketball team heading to Columbus. We touched on this a little bit yesterday. Iowa was scheduled to play Wednesday. We all know the story. They're scheduled to play against Northwestern, heading into Ohio State to face a Buckeyes team that has lost 5 straight games. I think it's a tough spot to be in if you're the Hawkeyes. You've won 4 in a row. You're playing some good basketball. Ohio State's had 5 really close losses, all by, I think, 7 points or less. So they're due for one. They're at home. I think it's going to be a tough one. It's a test that the Hawkeyes have passed before. But we'll dive in here a little bit from Fran McCaffrey, his take on the game tomorrow afternoon at Value City Arena in Columbus coming up. Also had some breaking baseball news just came across. Twins fans might not be all that thrilled with the news that dropped a few moments ago. We'll get to that, plus a few other news and notes from the sports world before we're out of here at 3 o'clock. 319-366-1600 is the talk or text line. Your takes on the NFL, baseball, college hoops, and more. Always welcome on the talk or text line. If you want to call us and talk to us here via the phone, you can dial up that number and talk to Isaac. He'll put you through to me here in the studios in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, or you're going to shoot us a text at 319-366-1600. Do have a poll question for you at kgymradio.com. We asked you about the AFC championship game yesterday. Today we're asking you about the NFC title game. Which two teams are going to be meeting in the NFC title game next weekend? Is it going to be the 49ers and the Eagles, the 49ers and the Giants, the Cowboys and the Eagles, or the Cowboys and the Giants. Which one of those four combos do you think is most likely to happen for the NFC Championship game next weekend? You can vote at KGYMRadio.com. Again, it's courtesy of our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlement on Highway 1 West in Iowa City. So let's dive right in. Let's talk some football here. Go game by game, kind of break down each matchup and get our thoughts on each of these games. We'll start with the first one tomorrow. I'm seeing a lot of folks saying it's going to be the worst game of the weekend, quote unquote. I'm not sure if it's going to be the worst. Based on, I guess, point spread, it is technically the worst, projected to be the worst of the weekend. Looking at Circus Sports and updating their odds earlier this morning, Kansas City is favored now by 9 over the Jacksonville Jaguars tomorrow at Circus Sports, as the Chiefs are playing at home against the Jaguars for the first game of the weekend tomorrow. These two teams have played once before. We've talked about that before. The Jags playing, they were down big early, came back, made it tight. Chiefs still won, though, by 10-plus points back in Week 10, 27-17 in the same setting at Arrowhead Stadium. Is it going to be different from Week 10 to the playoffs? Obviously, the Jags are playing some really good football. The Chiefs have had a week off and had the bye because they're the number one overall seed. It's not a game, and you look at this matchup, I don't think it's a game in which the Jags can dig themselves a 27-0 hole like they did last week. I don't think it's going to happen again like that. I'm not saying the Chiefs couldn't race out to a big lead, and I think if we learn one thing, I don't think the Chiefs are gonna pull a Chargers if that were to be the case. They were up big, let the Jaguars back in, and ultimately win the game. I don't necessarily see that happening in this contest. It's a team that has a lot of playoff experience versus a team that has very little playoff experience, has not been in this kind of situation on the brink of a championship game appearance since 2017. The Jags, of course, had the worst record in the NFL last year, 3-14, number one overall pick, and now here they are, division champions, winning a playoff game, coming back from down 27 in that game to win last week against the Chargers. So it's experience versus, I guess you could say, inexperience, but at the same time, this Jags team is, I feel like they're kind of playing loose. They know how to get it done. They know how to make comebacks. Can the Jags offensive line stop the Chiefs on defense? Can Trevor Lawrence find his receivers? Can he limit mistakes? I think, you don't obviously want to turn the ball over 4 times in a game, and I don't think he will this time. But if you do that, doing that against the Chargers is one thing. Doing it against a defense like the Chiefs, who can take the ball away and give it to Patrick Mahomes and his set of receivers and running backs, I think it's a totally different story. In the end, I give the Chiefs the edge. I'm kind of on the side of the favorites here. I think playing in Arrowhead certainly is going to be a factor. I'm interested to see how this Jacksonville team builds off the momentum they built in the second half of the game last week against the Chargers. Jaguars, they've been in this situation before, not with this team though. And how does this team respond to playing in Arrowhead, playing in playoff Arrowhead against a very good Chiefs team? I think we're going to learn a lot about this Jags team. The Chiefs, you talk about experience. They've been in this situation before, with a chance to get to the AFC Championship, everything right in front of them. In fact, ESPN Stats and Info sharing, if they win tomorrow, it would be their 5th straight AFC Championship appearance, and only 2 other teams in the NFL have done that all time. The Patriots from 2011 to 2018, that was the Brady and Belichick dynasty there, and then 1973 to 77 Raiders, the only two teams that have gotten to five or more consecutive AFC championships. So the Chiefs, they know what it takes to get the job done in this situation. And playing at home certainly is going to be to their advantage. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, a perfect 4-0 in the divisional round. Mahomes has been very good in the divisional round, 9 touchdowns, no interceptions, and in the divisional round for the Chiefs with a starter, the team averages about 36.5 points per game. So, like I said, the Chiefs play well, especially when number 15 is back there in the divisional round. When it comes to favorite versus underdog, it seems like no team that's left in the playoffs knows about playing as an underdog quite like the Jags. The Jags, 8 wins this season as an underdog. And when you look at things, break it down even further, Doug Peterson, their head coach, 5-1 straight up as an underdog in the playoffs as a head coach. On the flip side, the Chiefs, they've won 15 straight home games in which they were at least an 8-point favorite. Again, as of this morning, they are listed as 8.5 to about a 9-point favorite. So the Chiefs looking to continue that run of success with their play as a home favorite. It's interesting, and I've seen the stat thrown around a lot. It's kind of interesting to see the Trevor Lawrence stat. I'm sure you've all seen it out there, whether it's on social media or read about it before. Trevor Lawrence has never lost on a Saturday, and I'm not All streaks are meant to be broken, right? I think maybe there's a little bit too much kind of like, oh, hey, maybe that's a reason why we should pick the Jags. But it is kind of intriguing that in games played on Saturdays in college and the NFL, including the last two for Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence has never lost. Never lost at Clemson on a Saturday. He lost games while at Clemson, but those were on other days than Saturdays. Well, he's 2-0 in the NFL, so 34-0. I think it goes actually even back to his high school days. I think it's like 37-0 when you add in high school play on a Saturday, which is kind of crazy to think. Now, does that stat mean anything going into this game? Is it the secret sauce, the X factor for this game, it being on a Saturday? No, but I think it's kind of a fun stat to look at, and maybe one of those streaks that you kind of look at and you're like, maybe that's the streak that people will keep an eye on and maybe point to. Hey, the game was on a Saturday. If the Jags pull the upset, why didn't we all pick the Jags? But if I'm picking straight up, I'm not picking against the spread. If you want to hear my picks against the spread, which are usually terrible, you could tune into the gym class coming up with their Emil's Hideaway pick 6 just after 3:40 here on KGYM. But straight up, I'm picking the Chiefs. I can't pick against them at home. I'd love for my Jags to move on. Again, I'll say this for the 9 billionth time. Big fan of Trevor Lawrence, Travis Etienne, lots of Iowa ties on that on the team with Brandon Sheriff and C.J. Beathard as well. Love to see them get an opportunity to play for a trip to the Super Bowl. But Chiefs are my pick, at least straight up, against the Jags tomorrow. Second game tomorrow, the Giants and the Eagles, another intra-divisional matchup in the postseason. Earlier today, checking the betting lines, the Eagles pretty solidly, and they've stayed there pretty much all week as a 7.5-point favorite for tomorrow's game, which is a 7:15 kickoff on Fox. This is all time. If you're curious, do they meet all that often in the postseason? They have before. This is the 5th time these two teams have met up in the playoffs. The series is tied 2 games apiece, so no real advantage in the 2 postseason meetings. When it comes to regular season, of course, same 2 teams. The 2 teams are in the NFC East. The Eagles and the Giants are. Eagles swept the regular season, and they are looking to be the 25th, the 16th team, the 16th time that a team has swept the season series. We got to number 15 last week when the 49ers beat the Seahawks to complete the 3-game sweep. But out of the 24 previous instances, you've seen a third meeting between the regular season, the two times the teams meet in the regular season and the postseason, there have only been 15 wins, and they're looking for win number 16 all time to complete the sweep. So it's not an easy thing to do. Not easy to beat a team three times. Giants certainly, you know, the big factor, I think, and I talked about this earlier in the week, is hell of a Jalen Hurts. You know, he played in the Week 18 game. The Giants rested a good majority of their starters. You know, how healthy is he? Can he throw the football? Can he complete the passes he needs to complete? Can he run the ball and run effectively? And, you know, are we going to see, you know, the Jalen Hurts that tore up the Packers defense, the game that burned vividly into my memory if I'm watching that as a Packers fan? Or are we going to see a Jalen Hurts that might be a little bit protective of that shoulder that he has been trying to heal up? The Eagles are 5-0 in home divisional round games. They've won 9 straight home games versus the Giants, so clearly they have the edge. The one kind of trend, if you're looking at past history, and again, I'm a stat nerd, so I'll share all the stat nerd stuff that I want to here on the show, but the Giants do really, really well against the number one seed. In fact, the last two times they've won the Super Bowl, 2007 and 2011, they've knocked out the number one seed multiple times. So is it another weird year where the Giants kind of come out of nowhere and win a Super Bowl? We don't know. We're going to find out, obviously, but the Giants do really well. Both times they beat the Patriots too. So it's something. Obviously, they had Eli Manning back then. Daniel Jones and Eli Manning, I'm not sure, you know, you likely cannot compare the two as quarterbacks at this point, obviously, although Daniel Jones has been playing better this season. It really shows, I don't know, ESPN has been saying this all week, but I'll echo it too, how much coaching matters in the NFL. With, you know, you compare the Giants of last year, who were laughing stock, to this year, we're going up against the number one seed and we have a pretty good shot to win the game. I'm going to give the edge to the Eagles. I think they're the better team. Would not be surprised if the Giants pulled an upset in this one. If I'm just picking straight up, I'll pick straight up the Eagles. Giants, I think, are going to keep it close. I just think the Eagles are the better team, I will go with the Eagles here. But I'll kind of talk out of both sides of my mouth as much as I hate doing that, saying Giants, I think, maybe I'm reading too much into it. Maybe it was just the Vikings defense that made the Giants offense look really good last week. We don't know, but I think I'll roll with the Eagles straight up, but would not be surprised if the Giants were in position to make the upset, to pull off the upset against Philly. 319-366-1600. Got two more games to preview. We'll do that on the other side, plus get to some more news and notes from the NFL. Love to hear your thoughts on the weekend that is ahead. Divisional round playoffs. Who are you picking this weekend? What games are you most looking forward to? 319-366-1600. You can let me know your thoughts on the talk or text line here this afternoon. 223, we'll take a timeout. More on the way after this. Spencer on Sports in the Gym.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast. And the clouds and winds will back off some as we head through this afternoon. Temperatures will stay chilly in the upper 20s. Then later on tonight, we drop down into the teens. We'll have clouds building back in as we head into the day Saturday. And temperatures tomorrow are going to be around 30 degrees. There will be the chance for some light snow showers tomorrow evening into early Sunday morning. Accumulation will be around an inch. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Life's twists and turns can sometimes set you back a step, but at DePaco Credit Union, we've got the right tools and resources to get you on your feet. When calamity strikes, having an emergency fund can help you cover an unexpected expense, like cleaning up and rebuilding after a bad storm. In 2022, a U.S. Federal Reserve study found that 32% of Americans, as many as 1 in 3 adults, would struggle to cover a $400 out-of-pocket emergency. At DePaco, we're on a mission to change that, one member at a time, so that each of us is prepared for the unexpected. Today, more than 41% of DePaco members are ready for the next storm, with at least $400 in savings to cover potential expenses. DePaco cares about your financial well-being. And when our members love life, it makes a brighter community for all. DePaco can help you. Be well. Learn more at DePaco.com/bewell. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's almost weird how much you have in common and how hard you make each other laugh. After a lifetime of peopling, this one came along and that's it. Game over. Now you just have to find the ring and figure out how to ask. The Dickens family can help. Hertin and Stocker Jewelers has been helping proposers choose engagement rings for 70 years. There isn't a thing about diamonds, settings, styles, or metals they can't tell you. And if you think after thousands of happy couples they're so over it, you would be so wrong. At Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, your engagement is as exciting to them as it is to you. Well, okay, almost. It's a great day at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers when they know they've helped someone find the perfect sparkler. And with 7 decades of experience, they've got a heck of a track record with getting a yes. So, if proposing is on your mind, see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then, step inside and talk to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Finish your bathroom renovations with a new Homeworks bath fan from Menards. This bath fan features a Bluetooth speaker, so you can enjoy your favorite music or listen to news, weather, or sports, while the energy-efficient fan quietly ventilates your bathroom. Connect your smartphone, tablet, or other Bluetooth-enabled devices and automatically connect when in range. Get a strong, clear signal from up to 30 feet away. Save big money on Homeworks bath fans at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
And just like that, back from the break and back on Spencer Hot Sports here at KGYM. Spencer here with you, producer Isaac, along for the ride as well. Love to hear from you today at 319-366-1600. Gym class coming up between 3 and 4, the Todd Brommelkamp Show coming up between 4 and 6. Glad you're with us here on the program today, sharing NFL picks, my picks for the weekend. We talked Jags, Chiefs, Eagles, Giants. I'm picking the Chiefs and the Eagles in those two games. Break down the final two games here for you, which are Sunday's contests. Just a reminder, we will have all the games for you this weekend. We're going to join Jags Chiefs in progress with Iowa State men's basketball tomorrow against Oklahoma State. Coverage of that starts at noon. Game and post-game show should be over by 3:30, 4 o'clock. So joining a little bit in progress for the Jags Chiefs game, but we'll have the majority of that full game between the Eagles and Giants, and then all the action for you on Sunday with the Bills and the Bengals and the 49ers and the Cowboys. So all that courtesy of Westwood One Sports. You can hear it right here on KGYM. This weekend we'll have the championship games for you next week Sunday, and then the Super Bowl coming up in just a couple weeks on the 12th. I will be very stealthy and hint to you, got a pretty awesome giveaway with our friends at Circa Sports starting up Monday. We will give you more details about the giveaway and how to win coming up. But just a little, that's what we call in the biz, a teaser. I'm sure Isaac wrote that down, teaser. You wrote that down in your lexicon stuff. Okay, you're good on teasers. Okay. Isaac still, I'm no longer the new guy here. I haven't been the new guy in a while. Isaac's the new guy. I got to make sure he's up to speed on what we do around here. And we have a giveaway involving our friends at Circa. It's going to be very fun. Starts Monday. That is what I will tell you. Your first opportunity to qualify for the grand prize is coming up right here on Monday. So you will want to listen on Monday. That's all I'm going to say for now. Just keep your ears peeled. If that's a thing, just keep listening. We'll keep you up to date. 319-366-1600. Back to the football previews for this weekend. Bills-Bengals. We're going to finally get this matchup after all that's happened. Seems too good to be true, right? I'm not accusing the NFL of scripting stuff. Not what I'm doing. Not what I'm saying. Just It's kind of a little bit of a mulligan, if you will. Getting to see this game, we were all looking forward to it anyways. It's not like we were like, oh, Bills, Bengals. Good. What you watch that game for? No. We were all looking forward. We're all looking forward to it. Week 17, obviously, the situation with DeMar Hamlin. So thankful that he is doing better. Sounds like he's been at the Bills facility every day over the past week or so, which is just fantastic to see. He's not obviously healthy enough or cleared to play. He was put on injured reserve, but Bills, Bengals, we're going to get that matchup. It's in Buffalo. Bills are a 5.5-point favorite. Kind of an interesting scenario with this game. Both teams are on sizable winning streaks. The Bengals have won 9 in a row. The Bills have won 8 in a row. And this is only the 7th time with each team on at least an 8-game win streak. The first happened before the conference title game. And the third playoff meeting all time between these two teams. First time, it's kind of shocking to say this too, because we were denied that Week 17 matchup. The first time we're going to see Joe Burrow versus Josh Allen, two of the best young quarterbacks in the game. First time we're going to see it. Joe Burrow has a 4-1 career record in the postseason. Josh Allen is 4-0 at home in his postseason career. Has not done well on the road. He's 0-3 on the road in the postseason. But it's going to be interesting. And I'm seeing, you know, when you look at this game, there's two things that come to my mind. One, for the Bengals, how is their offensive line going to hold up against the Bills' defense? And just saw today two key pieces of the offensive line for the Bengals ruled out. They both left the game last week against the Ravens. Can Joe Burrow stay upright against the Bills' pass rush? I think that's number one. I think you're going to see a lot of what you saw last week, just quick throws from Joe Burrow, and can he get Ja'Marr Chase and Tyler Boyd and T. Higgins going? And could Joe Mixon run the football? I think that's a big part of it, too. They could establish the run with kind of their makeshift offensive line, a line that had been improving all year because they had been staying healthy. I think the Bengals have every chance in the world. Now with the Bills, the one thing that and we saw this come to a head in the wild card round, last week, turnovers, especially with the quarterback Josh Allen. He had 3 last week, 22 in the season, and yet the Bills, here they are as a 5.5-point favorite in the divisional round. They escaped last week against Miami. You got to take care of the football, especially in the playoffs, because one mistake, as we saw, you look back at that Bengals-Ravens game from last week, the Tyler Huntley fumble at the goal line. Heads-up play, Logan Wilson, I believe it was, knocked it out. Sam Hubbard returned it, 98 yards for a score. That was the winning touchdown. And if you don't secure the football, it's going to be tough to win football games. And I think if Josh Allen can cut down on the turnovers, the Bills have every chance in the world to win this game, especially as a home favorite here. I feel like in my mind I have to pick one upset special, and this is going against what my head is telling me. My head says Bills. My brain is screaming at me right now. If you could get the inner workings of my brain, it would be Bills, 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 you moron, pick the Bills. I'm going to pick upset special. I'm rolling with Joey B and the Bengals, straight up. Am I wrong? Am I the only one thinking that? I feel like Joey B and the Bengals, straight up. That means, for all you listening out there, hammer the Bills. Go ahead and do it now. If you're a gambling person, pull up the app. Put all the money in your account, Buffalo Bills, because I said so. Because I picked the Bengals, but I'm gonna be. That's my upset special. Bengals over Bills. Rolling with Joey B. My guy T. Higgins. There you go. All right, that's my upset special. Bengals over Bills. Final game of the weekend: San Francisco and Dallas. Seems like these two teams have never met before in the playoffs, right? Never before. The Cowboys, Niners, we've never seen that. Never happened. It's like, what's going on? Cowboys nine. Who are? I'm kidding. Ninth time. In fact, that's tied for the most all time for the Niners and the Cowboys in the postseason. The other two matchups we've seen the same amount of time: the Packers and the Niners, and the Rams and the Cowboys. Those three matchups have been played nine times in the postseason. 49ers have won the last two in the playoffs. The Cowboys do have a 5-3 advantage overall in the all-time playoff series. The Niners, of course, riding a long winning streak. They've won 11 straight, including their playoff game last week. Brock Purdy, big storyline there, of course, here in the state of Iowa and across the NFL as well, looking to become the first rookie quarterback since Mark Sanchez and Joe Flacco. We can't remember Joe Flacco because he's still active, but I think we all remember Mark Sanchez, right? Mr. Butt Fumble? Yeah, there's no forgetting Mark Sanchez. Well, if Brock Purdy wins tomorrow, gets the win as the starting quarterback for the 49ers, he would be the third rookie quarterback to win multiple postseason starts. So in the case of Joe Flacco, and I say it very tongue-in-cheek, elite company. Remember ESPN's debates? Is Joe Flacco elite from like back in the early 2000s or late 2000s, early 2010s? Yeah, that was fun times. But Brock Purdy looking to make some history there. 49ers, really good defense. I think for the Cowboys, it's very similar to the Bills. And we saw Dak Prescott last week limit the turnovers. He had a turnover in, what, seven straight games, an interception in seven straight games going into the playoff game last week against Tampa. Dak Prescott, if he is on his game, if he doesn't turn the ball over, if the Cowboys, period, don't turn the ball over, they can make this a game. Absolutely. And I don't think I'm out of turn, and I don't want to offend anybody, any Brock Purdy defenders out there. I like Brock Purdy. I think he's done very well. I think he has every shot to be a starting quarterback in the league, whether that's with San Francisco or someone else next year. Remains to be seen where that's going to go, but the Cowboys' defense is very good. The pass rush is very good. And if the Cowboys' defense can force some mistakes, force Brock Purdy into something he doesn't do, which is turn the ball over, they can cut down on his mobility, which he showed in that Seattle game, I think the Cowboys have a pretty good shot. Dallas has led the NFL in takeaways in back-to-back years. And if they can get a couple takeaways, set their offense up, in some good field position. Sounds like we're talking about Iowa football here, but we're not. We're talking about the Dallas Cowboys and the 49ers here. I think the Cowboys have a pretty good shot. I'm going to give the 49ers the home edge. I think they're a better team. Maybe it's some preconceived biases. I have, just like the Minnesota Vikings last week, I have very little faith in the Cowboys, especially a Cowboys team led by Mike McCarthy. I think it's going to be interesting, and I don't want to, you know, I want to say like I'm blowing this out of proportion, but Brett Maher's struggles last week, is that a one-game thing? The kicker for the Cowboys, is that a one-game thing? Or is that a pattern that is going to continue? Because I could totally see, you know, the Cowboys put out a report yesterday. I saw, he went 6-for-6 in practice today. As Allen Iverson once said, not a game, we're talking about practice. So 6-for-6 in practice is not the same as kicking in the divisional round game. I don't think I need to go over that. But if Brett Maher can make kicks, extra points, field goals, that is another key for Dallas. I know it's simplistic, but you can't miss that many extra points. Was it four? It was 1-for-5 and extra points last week. Can't do it and expect to succeed. And if you're a Cowboy fan, you hope he's on. You hope he's accurate tomorrow or Sunday. Because if you can't make the kicks, especially if it's a game-winning or game-tying opportunity, imagine the memes. I can see Stephen A. Smith already on his Twitter just laughing uncontrollably into the camera. So straight up, just to recap, I am picking the Niners. upset special. I'm picking the Bengals. I am picking the Eagles, and I am picking the Chiefs. Do you agree or do you disagree? 319-366-1600. Who's your upset special? That's a good question posed to the text line. Out of all the games, who's your upset special? 319-366-1600. A couple quick other NFL notes to wrap it up here before we dive into some college hoops for the rest of the program. Minnesota Vikings. Viking fans, your defensive coordinator is no longer with the team. Ed Donatell has, it sounds like it's mostly been a mutual parting of ways. Head coach Kevin O'Connell releasing a statement yesterday announcing the organization has moved on from Ed Donatell and that they are looking for a new defensive coordinator. Vikings were not the strongest on defense. Allowed the second most total yards in the NFL, second most passing yards, tied for the third most points allowed. Giants averaged 6.3 yards per play last week against the Vikings, which contributed to their early exit. So the Vikings looking for a new defensive coordinator, Ed Donatell, relieved of his duties there. And if we do see a Chiefs-Bills AFC championship game, it, of course, is going to be at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, in Atlanta. We told you earlier in the week the two teams, potentially the Chiefs and the Bills, already selling advance tickets should that game be the possibility, or should that game come to fruition, I should say. More than 50,000 tickets already purchased by Bills and Chiefs season ticket holders in the first 24 hours since they went on sale, ESPN first reporting that. The stadium, which of course is the home to the Atlanta Falcons, holds 71,000 people. So if we do see Bills Chiefs on a neutral site, tickets already going fast, 50,000, over 50K already bought by Bills and Chiefs season ticket holders. All right, that's our NFL preview. Got plenty of college hoops to get to before we're out of here. Talk some Iowa basketball, preview the weekend as well. That's next. Spencer on Sports with you on a Friday on the Gym.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life.
So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the Gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
Big Brothers Big Sisters of Cedar Rapids and East Central Iowa and Big Brothers Big Sisters of Johnson County provide children facing adversity with strong and enduring relationships. Bowl for Kids' Sake is back, and it's their biggest event. Form a team today and bowl for Kids' Sake.
Details at kgymradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
The bank here is now the bank here, here, and here. Fairfax State Savings Bank has a new third location in the heart of Kingston Village in Cedar Rapids. This new location, focused on commercial and private lending, demonstrates Fairfax State Savings Bank's dedication to growing alongside you in the corridor. Fairfax State Savings Bank, in Fairfax, Amana, and now by appointment for commercial and private lending in Cedar Rapids at their new Kingston office, Fairfax State Savings Bank. Visit thebankhere.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For people trying to recover from opioid use disorder, it's hard to know where to begin. At iowaopioidhelp.com, you'll find resources near you for proven treatment and a road back to your old self. Because opioid addiction is not a character flaw, it's an illness. If you or a loved one is struggling with opioid use disorder, visit iowaopioidhelp.com today. Start here. Start healing. Sponsored by the Iowa Attorney General's Office and the Iowa Broadcasters Association in cooperation with this station.
Just when it feels like smooth sailing, your IT person leaves and rocks your entire business boat.
Network overboard!
Now who's going to captain your IT ship? Network Computer Solutions. They're ready to hop on board and keep you on course. Whether you're a tiny rowboat or a giant ocean liner, Network Computer Solutions will keep your business cruising along with pricing options that won't make you feel anchored down. Network Computer Solutions is your IT safe harbor. Meet them now at ncsei.com.
Anyone who has ever needed self-storage knows what a hassle it can be. You have to rent or borrow a truck and then find someone to help you move your stuff. And let's face it, moving furniture and heavy items without damaging them isn't easy. Renting the unit is worse. The hidden fees and admin costs are scarier than the dingy facilities you're leaving your stuff in. Why not use Closet Box instead? Closet Box is self-storage without leaving home. They'll pick up your belongings, store them securely, and bring any item back when you need it. The best part? Unlike traditional self-storage, you only pay for what you store. No paying for for unused storage space. Closet Box's background check storage movers are licensed, bonded, and insured, and will take care of all of the heavy lifting. Closet Box's local storage centers are temperature controlled and monitored 24/7. Closet Box has an A+ rating from the BBB. Call 877-233-5696 now for the season's best rates. Get $50 off first month storage using code RADIO50. That's 877-233-5696. 877-233-5696.
Back at 2:45 on the button here at KGYM. Spencer on Sports with you for another 15 minutes or so. Gym class coming up between 3 and 4. Todd Brommelkamp in between 4 and 6 here on KGYM through a 936-6600. Talked to football for a good chunk of the start of the program. Missed my weekend picks. Podcast will be posted after the show at KGYMradio.com. Don't forget to vote in our poll question from Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Which two teams will be meeting in the NFC title game next weekend? Is it going to be the Niners and the Eagles, the Niners and the Giants, the Cowboys and the Eagles, or the Cowboys and the Giants? You can vote at KGYMradio.com, courtesy, again, of our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlements. Speaking of Hawkeyes, the Iowa Hawkeyes men's basketball team back in action tomorrow against the Ohio State Buckeyes. We talked a little bit about that yesterday, the matchup which is ahead. Iowa coming in, four straight wins, last in the court Sunday against the Maryland Terrapins, an 81-67 win. Ohio State, meanwhile, has lost five in a row, all close losses. I think the biggest margin was 7 points or so, losing to Maryland in that stretch, losing to Nebraska on the road in Lincoln. So two different streaks, four-game winning streak, five-game losing streak. But as we know, Ohio State, a pretty experienced team, have some very talented players. And Fran McCaffrey talked a little bit about this Ohio State team. He says he knows this is a very talented team despite their recent 0-5 stretch.
They're a really impressive team. I mean, you think about it, they're sitting there at 10-3, lost at Duke and in overtime to Carolina, and to a ranked San Diego State team, and then they lost five games by a total of 19 points. You know, tough call against Minnesota. So you're right. I mean, they got a lot of different weapons. You know, Zed was hurt for a minute there and was on a little minutes restriction, but he's back. He's one of the better big guys in our league. Sensabaugh's, you know, probably one of the best freshmen in the country. They're getting really good play out of the point guard position. McNeil's been a big-time acquisition. Suing's back. He's a terrific player and played last year because he was hurt. And they got some grad transfers that are really effective. So it's an old team with a couple of young guys that are really playing well.
Fran McCaffrey from yesterday in Iowa City. The Buckeyes are 7-2 at home this year, 3-6. In games away from Columbus this year. Iowa has had some recent success against the Buckeyes, actually won their last two meetings in Columbus, including last year's big win. That was, remember, the conversation around this time last year is, you know, Hawkeyes looking for their first signature win, and that was really their signature win, getting it against number 18 Ohio State at the time back in February 19th of last year, 75-62 victory over in Columbus. The Buckeyes hold a pretty good, pretty sizable advantage all time in games played at Columbus, 50-30 advantage. So the Buckeyes have done pretty well. As I said, they're 7-2 at home this year. And hold a 50-30 series advantage over the Hawkeyes in Columbus. So I think it's going to be a tough game. I think Iowa absolutely can win the game, but it's one of those things that, hey, you don't want to overlook Ohio State. You know, 0-5, four of the five losses have been by 4 points or less outside of the Maryland game, which I mentioned before. Got to be on your game and got to be ready to play on the road, a tough environment, a tough team, regardless of what they've done recently. So Iowa tomorrow taking on Ohio State, 1 o'clock tip-off. It's on Fox, And we'll have a complete recap, of course, coming up on Monday. There's only two Big Ten games tomorrow. Of course, with Northwestern's dealing with COVID-19 issues, they've actually had now to postpone their game against Wisconsin, which was scheduled for tomorrow afternoon to be played in Evanston. That game also postponed, so Northwestern has to make up two games now down the stretch here in the latter half of the season. So the only other Big Ten game tomorrow is Nebraska taking on Penn State from State College. Big Ten action on Sunday. You've got Michigan taking on Minnesota, Indiana hosting Michigan State. Hoosiers got a big win on the road, clobbering Illinois last night, 80-65. Last night, Indiana looking to knock off Michigan State, who got a nice win at home yesterday, defended their home turf, beating Rutgers 70-57. So two teams on some mini winning streaks, quote unquote. That should be the highlight of the Sunday slate, at least. And then you got Purdue taking on Maryland. Both teams yesterday, Purdue clobbered Minnesota yesterday. I was watching a smattering of different games last night, and I saw the bottom ticker of the Purdue-Minnesota score. I had to do a double take. Are they really up by that much? Yes, they were. 61-39, Purdue destroying Minnesota last night on the basketball court. Maryland scoring a win over Michigan last night, 64-58. Kind of a reverse of what we saw in the first meeting between those two schools, where Michigan just absolutely took it to the Terps. Maryland getting a little revenge last night against Michigan. So interesting weekend of basketball, I think, in the Big Ten. Purdue still atop. They got a two-game lead on both Michigan State and Rutgers. Purdue at 7-1, Michigan State and Rutgers both at 5-3. 4-3 crowd is Wisconsin, Iowa, and Michigan now. And then kind of a jumble of 3-3, 4-4, 3-4, 3-4, 3-4, 3-5. If you go down this Big Ten standings here as of this afternoon, everybody has a win. Team that is not doing the best in conference play. No surprise, I think widely thought of as the quote-unquote worst Big Ten team is Minnesota, 1-6 in league play. That's your Big Ten slate. We do have some Iowa State men's basketball on the airwaves for you tomorrow, courtesy of the Cyclone Sports Network. Iowa State taking on Oklahoma State from Stillwater. Noon covered start, a 1 p.m. Tip-off time. It's another ESPN Plus game, so if you don't get Plus, be sure you check it out with John Walters and Eric Heft here on KGYM. And some history made in the top 25 last night. How about Loyola Marymount beating number 6 Gonzaga 68-67 at the Kennel? 75-76 game home win streak snapped for Gonzaga. They had won 75 straight at their home arena. Of course, they played Kentucky at the downtown Spokane Arena earlier this year for win number 76 on their home floor. But Gonzaga losing to Loyola Marymount last night, 68-67, is their first home loss since January of 2018. So a long, long time since the Zags had had lost at home on the men's side. A couple women's results from last night, too. Northern Iowa and Drake both winning. UNI beating Valpo 89-58, Drake beating UIC 63-51. Another quick timeout, a couple baseball news and notes, and we'll wrap up the show after this.
If you have ever thought about remodeling your bathroom but were worried it would take too long or cost too much, then stop worrying. Right now, Jacuzzi Bath Remodel has designed a collection of high-quality custom products and perfected the one-day remodeling experience so you can enjoy your new bathroom faster than ever before. It's a worry-free bath remodel from the most trusted brand name in the business, Jacuzzi. A Jacuzzi bath system fits in your existing tub space. It's a no-mess installation with an amazing style selection, factory-certified installers, and a limited lifetime warranty. Call 800-717-4599. That's 800-717-4599 right now and get 50% off installation with no interest and no payments for 12 months. Replace that old bathtub today with a walk-in shower for a safer bathing experience. If you have lived in your home for over 15 years, it's time to remodel your bathroom. For a virtual or in-home appointment, call 800-717-4599. That's 800-717-4599. 800-717-4599.
And just like that, we're back. A couple minutes left here on the Friday edition of the show. Thanks for joining us here on KGYM. Get you what's on tap for the rest of our local shows on the way here momentarily. Baseball news. I mentioned some breaking baseball news that broke just before the show came on. The Twins making a trade, bolstering their pitching rotation. Jeff Passan and other sources. Jeff Passan, of course, from ESPN, reporting the Twins trading All-Star second baseman Luis Arraez to the Miami Marlins in exchange for right-handed pitcher Pablo Lopez. The Twins also getting a couple prospects in return. Shortstop Jose Salas and outfielder Byron Churio. I don't believe he is related to Brewers prospect Jackson Churio. I know Jackson Churio has a brother, but his name is Jason. So, might be all related. I am not well aware of that. I'm sure Todd Brommelkamp back in the sports office is screaming at the radio about my lack of prospect knowledge. But Twins sending Luis Arraez to the Marlins in exchange for Pablo Lopez and two prospects. Jose Salas, the higher ranked of the two. So, Arraez, of course, one of the favorites in Minnesota, batting champ last year, all-star as well. Solid player. Twins need some pitching help, so deciding to move Arraez in exchange for Pablo Lopez, the starting piece of that. Salas, I think, one of the top prospects for Miami, if I know my prospect rankings. One other piece of baseball news, getting closer and closer to Iowa baseball season. Starting pitcher Ty Langenberg of the Hawkeyes named the Big Ten Pitcher of the Year, preseason Pitcher of the Year by Perfect Game, announced earlier today. Keaton Anthony also named to the All-Big Ten preseason team by Perfect Game. Brody Brecht rated as the Big Ten's top draft prospect in 2024 as well. Langenberg, great year last year, 7-2, 3.71 ERA. 74 Ks as the Sunday starter, anticipated to be a key piece for the rotation for Rick Heller and the Hawkeye baseball team this year. Season starts February 17th down in Florida. Warm weather games for the Hawkeyes. Indiana State, the season opener, coming up just a few short, beautiful weeks away, and we're talking college baseball here on the program. Jim Glass coming up, the Emil's Hideaway pick six. A part of that, I will make my picks again, this time against the spread. I will probably do terribly at it, but you could tune in anyways and see how bad I am. That's coming up today at 3:40 with the Jim Glass, and then the Todd Brommelkamp show coming up between 4 and 6. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Monday at 2.